Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Go ahead. Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of our board of directors and staff, we want to thank you for joining us here on K2U 11. Joining us today, none other than our chairman, chairman of the board for 2020. And what a year to be chairman of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He's an entrepreneur, very family-oriented man, and also a great community leader, not just locally, but also internationally. So we want to hear a little bit about his story and his company, Petro Oil, who has transformed the way they operate and do things given this COVID pandemic. Arnold, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for having me, and for sure, what a year.
Yes, absolutely. But you know what? I'd like to always look at the upside to this. And so how can we leave this pandemic better with lessons, with tools for whatever's to come? And certainly your company has been one that pivoted, that looked at what was out there versus shutting its doors down and just, you know, accepting that perhaps your sales or your inventory and was going to be, you know, hit hard. Instead, you pivoted and you embraced it and you found an opportunity. So first, let's talk about Petro Oil and what that is and what you do and then what you did post-COVID.
Sure. So Petro Oil Company is an automotive chemical company. I've been in this line of business for almost 29 years. Petro's been around for 10 years. We make automotive chemicals. So every fluid, every liquid that goes in your car, inside or out, we make. So fluids for your engine, transmission, et cetera, and products to make the car pretty. That's what we make in Petro. So we make automotive chemicals. We sell to the automotive industry. When this happened, which actually this really hit about a week after our 10th year celebration that you were part of, and so graciously, you know, were one of our speakers. Right after that, around mid-March, this is when this whole thing started breaking in, and we realized at that point that we needed to make a pivot. As I think a lot of companies looked and said, okay, what can we do to survive and what can we do to help out in this crisis? And we got into the hand sanitizer business and we got into the disinfectant business and we learned a lot about it, got our FDA approvals and got our EPA approvals and got all of our licenses to be able to do a hand sanitizer, both in liquid and gel form. And then disinfectant, which is a product that actually kills corona as well. And so we quickly in April began to formulate these products, get our approvals, get them up and running. End of April, beginning of May, we started launching the products out. I think it's a total of about 10 products, including masks, our PPE line that we call it, so the protection line, and hand sanitizers, disinfectant, mask, et cetera. We launched and quickly became 20% of our business. So today, from the automotive world to the PPE world, within a few months, 20% of our business is all these PPE products. And not only selling to the automotive industry, we're selling to counties, to hospitals, to school districts, to churches. So we've moved out of the automotive side and actually broadened our customer base with these new types of products. But pivoting was an important part of it.
Yeah. So we know there are many entrepreneurs who are watching this program and they've suffered, businesses have closed. What advice do you have to those entrepreneurs?
You know, to think out of the box, right? So if we would have just stuck in our realm, if we would have said, look, this is all we do, and no matter what the crisis is, this is all we're going to do, God knows what would have happened, right? We would have suffered through this and it just wouldn't have been pretty. But if you allow yourself to think out of the box and be a little bit vulnerable, right? Because we didn't know anything about the hand sanitizer business, but we got into it and quickly learned it. I think every entrepreneur out there and an individual person has to say, okay, look, even if this is what I've done for 50 years, today we're in a crisis. Today we're in a situation that nobody has ever seen. And I need to look to my right and to my left and see what's out there and what can I do to survive and embrace it, even with a little bit of fear, and even though you don't know it, but you've got to pivot and you gotta broaden your horizon and broaden your thoughts and be able to say, okay, I'm gonna do something that I've never thought before because I need to survive.
Yeah.
And go out and do it. You know, I really, you know, restaurants obviously are businesses that have been really hurt. Bars have been really, really hurt. But I'm always impressed when I see some of these owners. I saw a few weeks ago some of these bar owners that were getting their food licenses and opening outdoor eating, outdoor patio, right? So they were usually in the bar business, never got in the food business. Everything was inside, never outside. But they realized that it is what it is, and they got to pivot.
Yeah.
And so I think that when you look around and look at what can I do to keep surviving, you'll find things out of your comfort zone, but you may be surprised what happens.
Yes. And at the end of the day, and a lot of it is just, you know, trying to remain upbeat, trying to make positive, trying to, you know, say, okay, one day at a time, but at the same time, planning for the future and trying to deal with what is unknown. And for entrepreneurs, that entrepreneurial spirit is going to really drive them. And for others, unfortunately, they may have to move into jobs that are not jobs where they are the proprietor. And so we know they're dealing with a lot. You know, we ask people to visit our website. We have a lot of resources there. SBA that's provided, you know, seminars and workshops, Texas Workforce Commission. So if you're watching us and you need some help, please go to our chamber website. But Arnold Gassita is truly someone we are so proud of as an entrepreneur, as a community leader. And to you and your team, congratulations. Keep up the good work, and we look forward to joining and seeing you guys very soon.
Yeah, likewise. And let me tell you, you know, thank you for everything you've done, because you've also been out there and encouraging people and showing different opportunities and helping them to find different jobs and just encouraging them. And that's the right thing to do, and we're really proud of you as well.
Well, thank you so much. We've got a great team, and to all of our board of directors, looking forward to seeing you guys in person very soon. Thanks again, Arnold. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.